again. This is the old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program number 252 in a series of 260 chapters dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen here over the past 50 years, the WHKP years since 1946. We follow the same format as the great Frank Fitzsimmons, so we call it merely Where Fitz Left Off. Today, a man who will admit that he came from the edge of Pope, spent most of his life in states other than North Carolina, but who was honored in November with the 1996 Historian of the Year Award West by the North Carolina Society of Historians. I remember when my daughter Katina had hectored me into collecting the loose ends of a family history gathered over some 50 years, and when I started trying to put together something resembling a family tree, there was no genealogical society locally. There were many folks involved in similar efforts, but no central place where you could sit down with people with similar motives and get guidance on how to pursue such efforts. It was not until Dr. George and Evelyn Jones retired and returned here that we had the instigators, and first efforts, which were begun in 1983, came to a successful plateau in 85 with the formal incorporation of the Henderson County Genealogical and Historical Society. Today, the society is ensconced in that beautiful three-story bank building provided by the county at the corner of Main and 4th Avenue. Today, the society places regular mailings to 700 members around the world. Today, the society maintains regular office hours using volunteers to man the phones, to file new source material, to even sit down and tutor somebody who's been bitten to discover their own roots. After the incorporation of the Society in 1985 with George and Evelyn Jones and with Elsie Gephardt and dozens of others, and I'll not try to name them all, the first major project began to take shape, Volume 1 of Henderson County Heritage. So much material was left after the success of Volume 1, Volume 2 was published a few years later. The two volumes not only document the early history of the schools and churches and other institutions of the county, but even more important to those in genealogy, hundreds of family histories are presented, complete in many cases with family photographs. More recently, the Society undertook the massive project of inventorying every public and private cemetery in the county and then published a most comprehensive listing of who is buried where and with easy directions on how to locate both the cemetery and the individual graves of tens of thousands of people buried here. The survey of cemeteries alone took 7 years to complete, and after publication it has been used as the how-to book by similar societies all over the state. In fact, the journal, which is published regularly by the society, and the cemetery book were cause enough for the Society of North Carolina Historians to honor Dr. George and Evelyn Jones and other leaders of the local society. At the time, the new courthouse and office facility was completed. Jones mounted a campaign to get an agreement from the county which would permanently establish the old First Citizens Bank building, which had been used as a tax office, as permanent headquarters for not only the Genealogical Society, but for a new Henderson County Museum. The Gem and Mineral Museum will also be housed in this building. In addition to genealogical and historical activities, and in addition to the substantial publishing efforts successfully carried on over the past 10 years, the Society and Dr. Jones were designated the responsibility of arranging the sesquicentennial observance for Henderson County, marking the county's 150th birthday. George also served as chairman of the commission locally to commemorate the bicentennial of the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and he served on the state commission. To mark the 50th anniversary of the VEVJ days in Henderson County, once again, Dr. George Jones was asked to chair, plan and carry out the observance with participation by veterans organizations and highlighted by honoring surviving next of kin of every local serviceman who was killed in action in World War II. This impressive event took place at Dietz Field before a reverent and appreciative audience. George has received the Excellence in Community Service Award from the National Society of the Daughters of the American Revolution. And this year, he was honored with the 1996 North Carolina Historian of the Year West Award by the North Carolina Society of Historians. While George may be diminutive in physique, he is a giant in leadership, in dedication, unswerving when a specific challenge is preferred. He and Evelyn certainly were the driving force of bringing to the county one of the most active, most respected historical and genealogical chapters in the entire Southeast. It's my good fortune that they became well known to this seventh child of a seventh child, lucky enough to have been born here, the good sense never to leave with the job he's loved all his life. Sursum corda as we approach the next 50 years.